Making Friends. 1.
Welcome to Talk of the City. I'm Rob Stevens, and we're talking about making friends. My first guest is Katie Jones, a teacher at Greendale College. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
Katie, is it hard for some students to make friends?
Oh, yes. It's a very big problem for some college students.
What advice do you give your students?
Well, I usually say, don't stay at home. Go out and talk to people.
Uh-huh. What else?
I also say, join a club or a team. It's important to share interests with other people. For example, I love hiking. I belong to a hiking club.
Thank you, Katie. That's all good advice.
2.
My next guest is David Scott. Hi, David.
Hi, Rob.
David, you're a volunteer. Is that a good way to make friends?
Oh, yes. Volunteers are very positive. Positive people make friends easily.
What do you do as a volunteer?
I go to the beach every Saturday morning with a group of people. We pick up garbage on the beach.
Are you friends with the other volunteers?
Oh, yes, I am. 3 of the volunteers are my close friends. We do a lot of fun things together. We usually have breakfast before we go to the beach on Saturdays.
Sounds fun. Thanks, David.
3.
Our last guest today is Dr. Mary Johnson, a counselor for young people. It's nice to meet you, Dr. Johnson.
Nice to meet you too, Rob.
Dr. Johnson, how can people make friends?
Well, first, everybody knows friendly people make a lot of friends. So, when you meet new people, smile and look at them. Just be friendly.
Mm-hmm. But some people are very shy. What can shy people do?
Well, shy people usually don't talk very much, but a shy person can give people compliments. For example, say, that's a nice tie.
That's true.
Yes, or a shy person can ask people questions, like, what do you do on the weekend? And then just listen.
That's great advice. Thank you. Now we can take some questions.